Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You've hit the spot. The place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Put your thinking caps on, because the conversation starts now. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You drop back in on the spot, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. And today we have Kate Finley. She is doing the most. She is helping individuals elevate their creativity. Creative consciousness. What does that look like in the writing process? What is the philosophy behind her teaching and her coaching business? We're going to explore that. And we're going to talk about a novel that she told me that she's working on right now. What is inside the pages of that? This is going to be exciting because creativity can be sparked in so many different ways. Sight, sound, smell, dreams, journaling, artwork. All of these things spark, you know, ingenuity. And without our imagination being stimulated, so many wonderful things would not be created. So let's welcome her to the show. How are you, Kate?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about you and how you show up in the world, Precious.
Yes, and obviously, so my name is Kate, and my company is Generate Magic. And Generate Magic basically kind of informs everything that I do. And so it's all about generating the magic within you. And so generate, I would say, is kind of the key word here, right? Because it's a very active verb. And so it's really just kind of, it informs like how you show up in the world. And it's recognizing that the magic, right, it doesn't come from something outside of you. It doesn't come from a potion or a spell or any kind of hocus pocus. It comes from within you. And so it's finding different ways to access that magic from within.
And that's what I was talking about. You know, it's like so many different things spark my personal creativity. A lot of it comes in dreams. I get these downloads, or I'm very sensitive to smell. And if I'm trying to manifest something, I can taste it. It's just so weird for me. So how do you begin to help someone identify the magic?
Yes, and I love what you mentioned about smell as well, because my background is creative writing. And I remember one of the things that I learned in one of my writing workshops that's always stuck with me is really engaging the senses, right? And so that includes smell, sight, sound, sense of touch, and really kind of bringing all of that into your writing to make your writing more vivid. And then when it comes to manifestation, or what I like to call conscious creation, right? It's kind of, if there's something in your life that you want to create, it's really kind of putting yourself into that scene. And it's whatever really resonates most with you, right? And so if it's sense of smell, if it's certain sounds, I happen to be a very visual person. And so for me, it's more about like, just having a very intense imagery.
Right. And again, you want to create texture, especially in your writing.
Absolutely.
I remember, again, we'll go back to the days when you had to write an essay and in school, you had to, but your teacher would always tell you, use the power adjectives, create the scene, you know, add color, add flavor, add sights, create a metaphor. A lot of that is stifled now. And let's just use children as an example. They're not challenged the way that they used to be to write. You know, do you find that?
Absolutely. I actually taught for years, and I taught all grades. And I especially what you're saying is really resonating when it comes to middle school students. So I actually taught in an after school program. And so it was teaching grammar, you know, reading comprehension, writing essays was a big part of it. And I noticed and I think this is probably true when I was a kid also, right? You know, a lot of kids, they just don't use very descriptive adjectives. They'll say, oh, this was good. And so I really kind of encourage them, yeah, just to be more descriptive and be more evocative in their writing.
Well, and now it's even more challenging with AI.
You know, absolutely.
AI is the artificial, again, it's artificial intelligence. They're taking the beauty out of a walk through a meadow or stargazing or watching, you know, wildlife or at the ocean. They don't capture that. So now you have a 7-week live group, a coaching program. Tell us what is in that coaching program. What are you offering?
Yes. And so the coaching program, I actually call it Conscious Creators Creating, or CCC for short. And so it's all about accessing the conscious creator within you in order to manifest your ideal life. And so a lot of it, I kind of take a different approach because I think a lot of people coming into this program, they're already familiar with the law of attraction, the secrets, all of that, right? And so I really bring my background as a creative writer into it. And so I find that by doing exercises like little writing exercises, dance is very big for me as well. And so we do what I like to call dance meditations. And so by doing these little exercises, it helps you to access that creativity, and it helps you to access, because we're all creators, right? And we're always creating our reality, whether we like it or not.
Right.
And, but the more you can tap into that, right? And the more you can access that, I think the more you can kind of create your reality in a more intentional way.
Right. And, you know, I always kind of like to put extra emphasis on big $25 words, as I call them. Mm-hmm. And manifestation is one of them. Manifestation is not just about a dream or a wish list or vision board. You actually have to show up.
Absolutely.
You actually have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely have to set an intention, and you absolutely have to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And the end result may not be what your original concept or your original design was. It could morph into something totally different. It can take you in a different direction. Just as you said, you know, in the green room, I said, so what are you going to do the rest of the day? And you said, I'm going to rewrite and work on the manuscript. Okay, well, it wasn't the original. Now you are adding different layers. You're going back, you're reworking it, you're visualizing, you are getting input from other individuals. Maybe something else has sparked your interest. So are these the kind of processes that you go through with your clients in your program?
Absolutely. And I love everything that you just said. And that's why, again, I think generate, right, is one of the key words, because it's really like an active process, right? And once you really get into it, it actually becomes really fun and really euphoric almost.
Right.
And it's really kind of seeing yourself as a divine channel and seeing this divine consciousness flowing through you and really just kind of informing everything that you do, right? And so infusing all of your actions. And, you know, I want to be kind of open to everything, right? But personally, I think it would be, as much as people say, oh, it would be so nice if I could just kind of sit around and think about what I want, and then it would just kind of pop into my reality, I personally would be really bored if that's, you know, if that's actually how it worked. And I think a lot of other people would too. And, you know, if they're really being honest with themselves, because as humans, right, that's part of the human experience, is we're meant to experience things, right? And we're meant to experience like the ups and the downs and just kind of everything that goes into it.
The ebbs and flows of it. That, again,
the ebbs and flows, exactly.
That is what makes it creative, you know?
Exactly.
We all have the same pound cake recipe, but But somebody might put in some strawberries. Somebody might put in some pineapple. Somebody might put in a little lemon. And it changes the whole concept, the taste, the texture, the feel. So do you, now, and I hear you use a lot of energy words, you know, and that's very, very important that we reach out to the universe, our surroundings. We are all energy. We are all a frequency. Do you do, you know, do you work with your clients, like maybe a little meditation or a little visualization? Do you incorporate any other modalities as you also work with them in their creative process?
Well, essentially I do what's worked best for me. And personally, when it comes to meditation, I find that moving meditations tend to work the best. And so obviously walking, unless it was like in person, walking would be a little bit difficult. But yeah, that's why we do the dance meditations. And so a lot of times I do it towards the end of the session. And so I usually pick a song that's meant to kind of integrate everything that we've kind of gone over in that session. And it's really meant to kind of embody those concepts at a deeper level.
Right, because you want to plant roots.
Exactly. Yes.
You want something to sprout. You know, that's very important. So yes. Kate, let's ask some fun questions about you. Let's spark your creativity. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be and why?
Let's see. That's a good one. Oh gosh. Well, this might be a little bit obvious, but let's see, would a pen count as an appliance?
A pen?
Yes.
A writing pen?
A writing pen, yes.
You could?
Yes, well, I would be a pen, not just because I'm a writer, but also because I believe that this whole thing that we call life, right? It's really about kind of writing our idle life into existence.
Right.
And so always kind of seeing it, you know, just kind of being infused with the process.
Right. And being able to put pen to paper is a whole lot different than typing on that cotton picking keyboard. It does something to you. It flows through you. It goes from your brain down through your arm to your hand to the pen to the paper. Mm-hmm. And then you have to connect visually with your eyes to to re-engage. So I totally get it. Well, I wouldn't be a pen. You know what I'd be?
What?
I'd be the spice grinder. I want to mix it up and I want to, you know, add a little fuego, a little caliente, a little sage, something different. If you were a flower in the garden, what flower would you be?
It would be, let me think about this for a second. Gosh.
Take your time. There's no hurry.
I really like honeysuckles. I like it because when I was a kid, it was just so much fun to like pluck them. And then you got that, just that little bit of sweetness. Mm-hmm. And there was something kind of magical about it. And just like the shape of it, one kind of theme in my writing is magic portals, right? And something about like the shape of a honeysuckle kind of reminds me like of a magic portal. Just the way it's curved and...
That's wonderful. What is your superpower?
My superpower is alchemy. And... Mm-hmm. In my program, we actually have an exercise that I like to call alchemize crap into gold.
Wow.
And so it's taking whatever you're experiencing in your life, no matter how crappy it is, and turning it into gold.
Turning it into gold.
Because when you can do that, you can do anything.
Exactly. So you talk a lot about dance. Did you, were you ever a formal dancer, or what type of dance do you really enjoy?
That's funny that you ask that, because I did, when I was a kid, I did take dance lessons and I hated it. And also, they always had the school dances, and I always hated those. I was one of those kids that would just kind of stand in the corner. And
well, I mean, it rolls right back to what you say. You know, you turn that crap, now it's your gold.
It wasn't until I went to Burning Man, which for those who are unfamiliar,
you went, girl. I went too, and it is you can't explain it. You can't mm-hmm. explain it. I mean, it's hippies on steroids.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and I just fell in love with dancing. Like, it just felt so freeing, and I could really just get in touch with my emotions. And one of my very first memories of where I consciously manifested something was during this experience. Like, I was dancing, and I just had this, because I've always been very shy, I've always kind of struggled to make friends. And so I just had this vision while I was dancing of like entering all these rooms, and people would be super happy and super excited to see me. And just feeling like all these close connections with people and having all these cool conversations. And then within just a few weeks after having this vision, like it all started to unfold, like it all started to come true. And so that's why dance is always kind of like my go-to process.
Good. Yeah, exactly. Wherever you land, mm-hmm. Again, mine is usually outside in my hammock. After I've, had a nice libation. I'm not going to lie to your brains. Or gotten out of the jacuzzi, or there was something that I did the other day that blew my mind. I am fascinated with bubbles. I always have been. You know, the little liquid bubbles?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I bought some liquid bubbles at the dollar store. And I blew some bubbles out, but I used my mind, believe me, I couldn't believe it, to navigate how far and the direction of this bubble. And when I looked at the bubble, I didn't look at it as just as an inanimate object. I looked at it as a ball of energy. Mm-hmm. And literally, when it was going down, I would tell it to rise.
Mm-hmm.
One of these bubbles traveled so far, I wish I could have recorded it. And it did something to my psyche, because we always talk about, your mind and energy is matter and you can manifest and all this. But I actually did my own experiment, and mm-hmm. I was in the wow factor.
I love that.
Tell me a time that you found yourself in a wow factor.
Let me see. Well, definitely what I mentioned about the dance, but another time was when I was doing this guided meditation. And this is at a time in my life where I was feeling very low, like I was in a very dysfunctional relationship, I was very depressed, I was very anxious. And so I was doing this guided visualization process. And in this process, I visualized myself at this retreat. And I imagined myself, we were all kind of sitting out in nature next to the river. We were all kind of like writing in our journals. And it's not because I wanted to go to a retreat, but it was more kind of what it symbolized to me, right? It was just this idea of peace and just kind of feeling at harmony with everybody and feeling relaxed. And after that, it's not like one of those things that I repeated over and over again. After I did that, I pretty much forgot about it. Mm. And a few months passed, and I ended up in Mexico, which is a long story. But gradually, my life started getting much, much better. And then I actually ended up going to a retreat. And it wasn't until after the retreat, because one of the processes that we did actually involved sitting on rocks by the river and writing in our journals. And I was like, wow, that was just like my vision.
Exactly.
And so that was really, really cool.
So you're in Mexico now, correct?
Currently, I'm in Texas.
You're in Texas, but you traveled to Mexico, or you lived in Mexico?
Yes. And so I've been kind of, I guess, digital nomad would be the best word for it. Yeah, I kind of go back and forth between Mexico and the States, but I've been in Mexico.
I'd like to have that type of freedom. You know, people are not afforded that type of luxury. And I say this, sometimes that's a personal choice, or sometimes it's a necessity because of the quality of life. But you have that freedom.
Absolutely.
To go back and forth. What does that feel like to just be able to, you know, I'm going to Mexico for 6 months, or I'm going back to the States. Does that allow you more time to be more creative? Does that require you to be more disciplined? You know, freedom is one thing, discipline is something else. So where do you find yourself in the middle of that? Does that question make sense?
Absolutely, yes. And I think it's very important that you mention this. In fact, I was just talking to a friend recently and kind of telling her that I go back and forth between Mexico and the States, and she said the same thing. She's like, wow, you're really lucky. And I realized just kind of how much, you know, how much we take for granted sometimes, because it is a really great sense of freedom to have. But you're absolutely right that it is a balance, and you definitely have to balance it with discipline. And I have to be pretty, I mean, not have to be, but I choose to be very kind of scrupulous about each day before I go to bed. I'll plan my schedule out for the following day. And I don't necessarily have to stick to the schedule, but at least having it there at least kind of gives me like a framework, so I'm not just kind of floating off in the nowhere.
And again, that's the discipline and that's the dedication, because you still have to make time for your quality of life. You still got to be responsible. You got to eat, sleep, and pay bills. And you also have to be available mentally and physically for your clients.
Absolutely. Yes.
You're pouring something into them. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is extract the best out of them.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about this manuscript. Give us a sneak peek. What's going to be in the pages of that book?
Well, it's, I would say it's kind of like a modern day Alice in Wonderland is the best way to describe it. And I recently reread Alice in Wonderland and felt very inspired by it. But yeah, it's essentially kind of like a coming of age story about a young woman who kind of reinvents herself.
Wow. So is she going to have like psychedelic trips? Is she going to go down the rabbit hole? Are we going to find her sitting on a stump somewhere in Burning Man? After COVID, Burning Man hasn't been back. I haven't heard about that anymore.
Me neither, honestly.
Well, that's all right. We will create metaphors, and we will extract the beautiful memories that you have, pull out our creativity. And, you know, journaling is very, very powerful. It's so cathartic. You can go back and look and reflect on who you were, but you can also forecast on who you want to be and the things that you want to happen in your life. I always say this mantra every day: how can it get any better than this? And what else is possible?
I love that.
You know, and I say it over and over and over again, and it just seems like it opens windows of opportunity, because again, I'm digging into the subconscious mind. And that's where a lot of this thing is. Brains, there's 4 or 5 people in the back of your head that you don't even know who they are and you've never met. So take the time, work with someone like Kate to explore that, to pull that out of you. You know, you never know what you don't know. Kate, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you and how to work with you moving forward.
Absolutely. And so the best way would be to join my mailing list. And I understand that everybody is probably on a million mailing list, but you get a really cool free gift when you do so. And so it's actually a playlist, and it's basically it's an exploratory musical journey. And so it's a playlist of 12 songs that are really designed to light the spark within you. And then for each one, I actually have like a journaling prompt that kind of invites you to go deeper within the song. And so one of the songs, for instance, it's called Saturday. And so then the prompt invites you to kind of really make every day a Saturday. And
oh, that sounds like fun. Now, are these, you know, top 20 mainstream tunes, or are these original songs of yours? Where is the music coming from?
So I'm really a huge fan of dance music from the 70s and 80s.
Okay. All right.
So disco.
Saturday. I know that song. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm motivated a lot by music too. It really inspires you. It really inspires you because, again, like a sound or a smell, it can transport you back in time
to
what you were thinking, who you was with, you know, how you wish you weren't with that person.
Yes.
All the fun. Well, you are amazing. You are talented. You are gifted. And I really appreciate you, you know, helping people spark that and try to figure out, you know, a lot of times people say, I'm not creative. You mm-hmm. are creative, but you have to figure out your outlet, your channel, and Kate is the person to connect with. So Brains, I need you to go in and love, like, and share. You see this address right here, right here, right here, right there. Love, like, share, and subscribe. Leave some comments. We want to evolve. We want to spark our creativity and we want to give you what you need. We can't do that if you don't communicate. Communication is paramount. Wouldn't you agree, Kate?
Absolutely.
You are. So thank you so much for being here on the edge with me. Brains, all of her contact information will be in the show notes as well as the back part of this interview. Check it out. Take out a pen, piece of paper, and just write. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.